Hello and welcome to Zack Attack. We're never going to be better than this. This is episode 31. No, 32.
32?
The Zeffies. 32, the Zeffies. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe too.
This is truly a celebration tonight.
It's a celebration, bitches.
We have recorded, this is the 32nd episode we've recorded. We have three new podcasts starting next month as you're listening to this. Joe has slept through recordings before, but he has never gotten blackout drunk, forgotten to record. So that's where we're at tonight.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah.
Not blackout level, but we're rapidly approaching that.
We're close. Yeah, yeah. So I started drinking thinking that we were recording this a different day, and now we're recording. That's fine by me, though.
But there's really no better way to cap off Zack Attack, a podcast where you've been drunk on some level
most of the
every
time.
Episode.
Yeah.
And also an episode or a podcast where Rachel watched High School Musical 1 with us and then instead of recording with us
vomited,
which might happen tonight on air, which I'm definitely going to cut out if that happens, but it's a possibility.
Leave it in.
I also want to mention that now as you're listening to this for the entire month of November, if you like this award show, you might also like the Keanu Club Awards, the Golden Hot Dogs.
You won't.
They are now open for voting at cageclub.me/Keanu.
You'll never be better than this.
11 categories. You can vote for things that we have here, like best film, worst film, best role, worst role, but also some other categories, some other new stuff, some new wrinkles for Keanu. So go vote. Vote early, vote often, vote as many times as you want. We want to hear your opinions. We want to get more votes for that than we did for this. Every award show
happen.
We have.
Not going to happen, but I'll
I
vote.
Want more votes. Well, that's good. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No
thank
problem.
You. And those awards will come out sometime in December. But anyway, we are here not to celebrate Keanu Reeves. We are here to celebrate Zac Efron,
Zeph.
Who just this week turned 30 years old.
Yes. My fantasy football team won by a margin of 50 points.
In honor of his birthday?
My fantasy football team, his name, password is ZephronLover19, obviously.
Yep.
And
yep.
We won by 50 points this week because they knew it was his birthday.
They got up to play the game to celebrate Mr. Efron.
Yeah, they did.
I don't want to bury the lead any further. We have tonight a very special guest. I do not know who won the Fan Choice Awards for Zack Attack.
I don't know who I'm picking for any of my Zeffy Awards right now.
Well, that's good because you've only had 2 months to know this.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm just
totally
going to go
fine.
With the feel right now. I'm just going to go by
yeah,
feel.
That's fine. We're going to have three winners for each category.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
going to have Joe's pick, we're going to have my pick, and we're going to have the Fan's Choice pick.
And in true award ceremony fashion, Rachel just brought me a nice drink and told me she didn't know how strong it was. It looks very, very light.
Are you drinking Jack and Cokes like normal?
Obviously. Well, we switched to Diet Dr. Pepper. It's actually worse. You black out harder on Diet Dr. Pepper because...
Cool.
Yeah, it's a little bit sweeter.
Good
yeah.
to know. I think we're going to have to play off a lot of award winners tonight just to get to the end so that we can make sure that we actually get to the end of the show.
Oh, we'll get to the
as
end.
As opposed to running over.
Trust me.
Okay.
I'm hungry.
Okay. Well, in award show history, PricewaterhouseCoopers, at least recent history, PricewaterhouseCoopers has held the ballots, made sure that no one gets the wrong ballots. We have our own version of PricewaterhouseCoopers, hopefully not going to be involved tonight in a texting scandal giving Emma Stone the win for Best Picture. We have the one, the only, Jess Montez, Jess Collins here, our number one fan, the most emailer. She gets an award tonight, Joe, I think. She gets a Zeffy for biggest fan, most emailed. What do you want to give her an award for?
I want to give her an award for, I'm not going to say this, I'm going to say prettiest brunette because Rachel's a blonde. Why is there a cutting board up here? Oh, thank you.
Well, hello, Jess.
Thank you.
You are an award winner. You get either, best fan, most emails,
emails,
or prettiest
most
brunette.
Emails.
I'm hoping for that cutting board. Send me the cutting board.
You want the cut? This is an orange silicone. This is an orange silicone cutting board. It has a little divot for, all of your juices that come out. I put my drink on it. Rachel has hooked me up. I have a drink. I have a cutting board. I have a coaster. I'm set.
Well, I am so thrilled that we're all here to celebrate Zac Efron, that you have a drink, I'm drinking beer, Jess is drinking wine, we are all...
What kind of beer are you drinking? Corona?
I got the Neshaminy Creek. Oh, I have to tell you.
Go ahead.
I had one of the most disgusting beers I've ever had in my life 2 nights ago.
Killian's Irish Red.
No, not Killian's Irish Red. This is a microbrew. This is from a brewery in Jersey City. This is... a brewery called Departed Souls, S-O-L-E-S. They have
okay.
a beer called Kimberly, which is made of beet juice, strawberries, and lactose. It's an IPA.
That sounds disgusting.
And it is disgusting.
It was bad? Really? Lactose ones are good. They're like, they do milkshakes with the lactose. Lactose sugars give it the creaminess.
It was creamy. It's just like, there's no good flavor. Like, it's a gross first flavor and a gross aftertaste.
Yep.
I also have, I'm drinking in the Shimini Creek John, the Juicy Ale with Nugget. And I also as a backup, the Playoff Beard, also from Departed Souls, also not great, but better than Kimberly. So I have the two of these to drink in honor of Zeph.
I'm glad that you're honoring Zeph appropriately. If you send a dick picture to someone that you shouldn't have, then you'd be very honoring Zeph.
So we have 12 awards to get through tonight. Are there any other thoughts that you want to get off your chest? Either of you. Let's start with Joe first. Before we get into the awards, any other sort of last thoughts about Zeph before we really put a bow on Zack Attack?
I just want to say this year of Zeph, this year of Zack Attack, everything has been the best that I will ever be.
Are you saying that you're never going to be better than this?
That's what I was trying to get to, and I couldn't remember what that was. I'm never going to be better than this, and that's all I want to say.
Well, in the middle of the episode, we will have a mailbag intermission, sort of an act break, an awards break, if you will. And at the end, we'll have really sort of final words. But Jess, before we get started, anything else that you want to say, either about our show, about Zac Efron, about his movies? We've heard from you in emails. Our fans have not heard your voice really on the podcast until tonight.
Never.
Do you have anything to say before we get into the awards?
I just want to say everyone should just raise a glass, drink to Zeph, and let's get this show on the road.
Cheers.
I'll drink to that. Hold on. Let me take a drink to that. Hold on.
So now, Joe, I know that you are drunk, but I want you to decide how we're going to do this. So for each award, who goes first? You, me, or Jess? I think Jess would probably go last.
I agree last. No, I agree last. I think you should go first. I think you should send me the list again so I could look at them. And then I think that Jess should go.
So I'm sending to you now the list of the show.
Okay.
And I'm also sending you now the Google Sheet.
That's what I needed.
With all of the nominees.
Oh, okay, cool. I still don't know the winners. I don't know the winners.
Neither do I.
Yeah. PwC is the only one that knows the winners. Okay. We don't know what order. Okay, you need to remind me. Just give me like a heads up. Give me what order we're going in. Okay, cool.
So the first award of the night, Zac Efron's Most Fun Film.
Most Fun Film.
Jess, would you like to read these off in alphabetical order?
Oh.
You don't have to. If you want us to read off the nominees, you want to do the winner, I don't want to put too much pressure on you.
Yeah, my pie charts are not in order of the actual...
We have
the
graphs.
Way that we're reading them. I have graphs. I have percentages.
Damn. Okay, cool.
So the nominees for Most Fun Film are 17 Again, Zephantine Again.
Yes.
Hairspray. High School Musical 2. Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, Neighbors, and We Are Your Friends. And as I'm saying these, I'm picturing all of the stars of all of these movies in our audience listening to this podcast.
They are listening.
Camera
I know
cutting to them. Seth Rogen smiling, awkwardly laughing, nervous, hopeful that Neighbors wins Most Fun Film.
Actually, you know what? I decided that I should go first.
Go ahead.
Most Fun Film, according to Joe. Let me open the envelope. Hold on.
Oh, you sealed it. So you don't know who the winner is, but you have it sealed in an envelope.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know who the winner is. The winner is Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
Oh, what's your reasoning behind that?
I kind of like the guy from Workaholics.
Adam Devine.
Fun-wise, purely based on fun, I think that Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates is the most fun. Zeph seemed like he was the most comfortable in that one. He was relaxed. He was like just having a good time. That seemed like the most fun one to me.
I love your logic. I love your pick.
Okay.
Not my pick, but I applaud you for
what's
it.
What's your... Oh, okay, go ahead.
My pick for Most Fun Film is High School Musical 2.
Yeah, that was a damn good one. I like that one, too.
I love it because not only is it fun...
It's fun. But it is.
Watching it together, we only watched two films for the first time together. We watched the first two High School Musical movies, right? We watched the first one and we watched the second one together.
Yeah.
And the second one was good because the first one was fun, but the second one was even more fun because we were all relatively sober, more sober.
We were definitely sober.
We were both blown away by how great it was.
It was fun.
You know, watching with Rachel made it even better. It's a better movie than the first one. I just love everything about it. It has great songs, which we'll get into later for that category. I just had the most fun with High School Musical 2.
Yeah, it was a great one. That's a great pick. I don't know why Jess isn't commenting, but okay, cool.
Jess's role tonight is to announce the fan winner, then she gives her feedback, her input,
okay,
whether
cool.
she agrees, whether it's a dumb idea, whether okay. our listeners are stupid, or whether they're smart because they agree with Jess.
Okay, cool.
So Jess,
yes.
fan choice, most fun film, drum roll please.
So the number one fan pick for most fun film with 43.5%.
Oh, this is one of the big ones, right?
Was Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
Thank you!
Oh.
Thank you. That was the most fun one. I agree.
And I agree. I also voted, I voted 10 times.
Oh, you voted 10
times? I voted
10
times
total. So you
have
literally more than 20% of the votes.
Yes, I do.
Which is super exciting.
But I totally agree. The number two choice was Neighbors with a 23.9%.
Yes.
And sadly, High School Musical 2 only got an 8.7%.
Oh.
I feel like a lot of people haven't seen High School Musical movies that are voting on this.
I have never seen any of the High School Musical movies, so I didn't vote for any of them on anything.
Good. Thank you.
That is the first category. Most fun film. Overall winner, 2 out of 3, Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
Yeah, that's
the overall winner
of
the Zeffy.
That's a big winner. That's a big I think that's the most fun, for sure.
The first award of the night. Pam wins. Next award, best song in a Zac Efron movie.
Oh, we're going straight into best song. This is a tough category.
We tried to, as you're listening, we try to structure this in a way. We do the stuff that doesn't necessarily pertain to Zeff up front. Then we're going to have a little block in the middle where it's like
yeah.
the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
And then on the back half, after the mailbag, that's all the big awards. If you have to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom. If you have to get a drink, get a drink. Make sure you're here for the second half. That's when all your big fan votes.
I want to read the best song.
Go for it.
Yeah, we're going to switch off. Fuck you. Best Song Awards. First nominee is A Bet On It from High School Musical 2, Sandthro. Next song is Zipper Pool, Zipper Pool. Nail Gun, Nail Gun, Nail Gun. Cole's Memories, We Are Your Friends. Third song is Fabulous by High School Musical 2. Also a great song. Miss Baltimore Crabs from Hairspray is fourth. That was a great one. Scream, High School Musical 3. Staying Life, Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. And seven is We're All in This Together, High School Musical 1. Do you want to go first, sir?
Yeah, so why don't we can alternate. So you read the categories and I'll go first. So this is one that I actually changed my vote on.
Oh!
Originally, I was going to vote for Bet On It because, like High School Musical 2, love it. It's super fun. It's over the top. At the end of the day, I couldn't look myself in the mirror if I didn't go with Cole's Memories. It is literally the heartbeat of this podcast.
It is.
It is the perfect BPM. It is what we stand for. I love it here. We're never going to be better than this.
I love it here. I love you for picking that.
Thank you.
But my choice for best song,
yeah.
I had to go with the song that I sang to myself the most.
Oh, I know what this is already going to be.
The song that resonated within me.
Actually, I don't know what this is going to be. It could be a few different ones. Now, I've heard you sing a few of these a few times.
Yeah. I looked at this category the first time. I chose a song.
Yep.
And I went back and I listened to the other song way more on YouTube than I've listened to any of the other songs. And I'm going to have to go with Scream from High School Musical 3.
Wow, that is not what I had. That would be a long shot.
Yeah, that's a sleeper pick. I have to admit that Scream is the one that I sing the most to myself. That's the one that I resonate the most with. That was my choice.
If I had to put money on it, I would have said Stang Life, because after we did Mike and Dave, I know for at least like a week you were obsessed with Stang Life.
That is catchy, but that doesn't have the deep soul that comes from Scream. The Jamiroquai music video, the basketballs falling everywhere.
The Inception Hallway.
That's what I got.
I love it. Jess, fan vote.
Yeah, I hate to burst both of your bubbles, but neither of those songs were even anywhere close to first or second.
Wow.
Okay, fair.
This one was my favorite because we had a three-way tie for second.
Damn. Sorry, I was drinking and I was excited at the same time. So relax.
But there was a clear winner, and the winner at 37.8%.
Is it fair to say, sorry to interrupt, when we have a clear winner, it's almost always the one that you voted for?
No. Some of these I lost.
Yeah.
I was very
damn.
Surprised
wow.
and
okay.
very excited.
Okay.
I was excited to lose some of these. Okay.
Okay.
So the winner was Stang Life, which I also chose.
Wow.
Wow.
But the three-way tie at 15% was between Bet On It, We're All In This Together, and Miss Baltimore Crabs.
Really?
Yeah.
Who the fuck watched Hairspray is what I want to know.
I love Hairspray.
I have a friend who loves musical theater and gave us shit for picking Miss Baltimore Krabs when there are so many what he says are better songs from that movie.
There's not.
And he's like, Zeph isn't even involved in that. I was like, well, look, Joe too loves Miss Baltimore Krabs.
I do love that song.
We all love Michelle Pfeiffer. We're going to go with Miss Baltimore Krabs.
I love it. That's a damn good song.
Step, step, cha, cha, cha.
Staying Life won. Damn.
Staying Life.
By a lot.
I blame Rachel for that. That's awesome.
The next category is most disappointing movie. Not worst movie, but this is sort of like what we had the highest expectations for and ultimately wound up falling short. The nominees are Baywatch, the one episode of Entourage, High School Musical 3, Senior Year, Me and Orson Welles, Parkland, That Awkward Moment, and The Paperboy. Joe, what was your most disappointing Zack Attack movie?
This is a very obvious one. Can you guess it?
We might have a match. If it's obvious, I think we might have a match.
The Entourage episode. I was so disappointed with that.
Oh, we do not have a match.
You can hear it on the episode. I was just crushed emotionally.
Wasn't that, Jess, wasn't that an episode like you almost had to stop listening to Zack Attack because you couldn't bear how sad Joe was?
He was so depressed. It was terrible.
Yeah. I was crushed emotionally. I wanted so much more from that. I know it's not a movie, but honestly, if you hear the recordings, if you've been following Zack Attack, you know that that's the most disappointing to me. Any of these other ones, I can watch, I can be happy. There's some Zeph in them. Parkland, not great. I'm just saying, the Entourage one episode, we get 3 seconds of Zeph. There's an underwear call, but he's not in them. It's terrible.
Security briefs.
Yeah, security briefs, yeah.
To me, this is a close category between two. The Entourage episode, to me, was such an afterthought.
Yeah.
We realized after we did the clip show that it should have been part of the clip show.
True. Agreed.
It's just like bonus content. I was disappointed by it, but I wasn't expecting much from it, so I didn't really have myself let down.
I was expecting a lot.
There are two movies to me that were really high expectation-wise. I'm kind of having second thoughts here, but the more I think about the one I didn't pick, the more I think I might like it. So my most disappointing movie, High School Musical 3.
What?
Because we were riding so high off High School Musical 2.
But I called it, so I knew that it was going to be bad.
You did call it, but we found out that it had a bigger budget, that it was a theatrical release. This is supposed to be the end of the trilogy, the end of their stories. It's just okay. You know, there's good stuff in it. There's Scream in it. There's really good songs in it. But I just, you know, the first one
Scream
was...
Scream is fire,
The
I
first
agree.
One was better than we thought it was going to be. The second one was great. One of my favorite Zeph movies. And the third one should have been, I was hoping, at least as good. And, like, it's my least favorite of the three. So, it's not the worst movie. It's just the one that I had the highest expectations for.
Most disappointing.
That fell the shortest.
It's a perfect,
yes, exactly.
Perfect for the category.
All right, guys. The fan choice for most disappointing movie at a... very close, 26.7%.
Ooh, a low winner.
What was second?
Second was 24.4%.
Oh,
so just a couple votes.
Yeah.
It was very close.
Okay. Maybe just one vote difference. Okay.
Yeah. So number one was High School Musical 3.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's two votes.
What was number two?
Number two, which was my choice, was Paperboy.
No, I love
Paperboy. Paperboy, all about
paper
that Paperboy.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
God. I had such high hopes for that movie.
Nicole Kidman pees on him.
I know. That whole movie is just like, is baffling to me.
Matthew McConaughey gets beat up and he's gay. That's not disappointing. If you voted for disappointing that...
To my point, I've never seen High School Musical, so I can't really vote on that. The rest of them, I've never seen Parkland. I've never seen the Entourage episode. I've actually I haven't even seen Baywatch yet.
Okay.
Me and Orson Welles was kind of crap.
I don't even know you anymore, Jess. Jesus Christ. Yeah. You're so Marquez right now.
Joe, worst film next. This is a big one.
Damn, I have to read them. That means you go first, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Worst Zeph film category. This is a huge... do you understand?
It's huge.
Liberal arts.
Liberal farts.
Miracle Run. New Year's Eve. That Awkward Moment. Why'd you just highlight them in the Google Doc? Okay,
I was
cool.
Trying to put them in numbers, but they went to letters. I was trying to make it easier for you.
5, Derby Stallion. 6, The Lorax. This is stacked. This is stacked with shitty movies.
The way that I look at this, liberal arts has an actress that I really like. Miracle Run is Lifetime movie bad. New Year's Eve, there's parts to like. The Derby Stallion is Lifetime bad. The Lorax is just whatever. Taylor Swift's in it. That Awkward Moment is irredeemable in my eyes. It should have been so good. I like everybody in it, and it is just bad. And it was so early on, I think it might have been our third episode, possibly. And
it was early.
It started off on a bad foot, and, like, you know, it made me question Miles Teller. It made me question Zoe Dutch. It made me question Zac Efron. What are you guys doing? How is this a movie that you decided to make in the year of our Lord 2015?
For my choice for worst film ever.
Worst film ever?
Worst film ever, possibly, that I've seen. And you know I love shit films.
I do.
You know I love shit films. I would have to say that my choice for worst Zeff film ever is... also that awkward moment.
Yeah.
I have to agree with Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, yeah. Even he's in it. I forgot.
Fucking Wallace from The Wire.
Where Wallace at, String? Where Wallace at?
Where Wallace at? I want to know where Wallace was at the whole fucking movie. We had Miles P. Teller coming off of the fucking Whiplash Fury that we loved. We had that. And we had Zeff just playing a fucking dickhead that was putting his boner in the toilet. That was honestly the worst film that we've saw Zeff in by far.
Also, another reason it's terrible is because it has really bad credit scene outtakes where it's just like, oh.
Yeah, the outtakes were so forced. They didn't feel real. Zeff didn't seem like he was having fun, and I think that's when he acts the best, when he's having fun. That's why I think Baywatch was fun. That's why I think, like, in some of these movies that aren't great were fun because he was having a good time.
We already have the overall winner. The overall winner or loser, however you want to see it, is that awkward moment. That's going home with Zeffy for worst film. Did the fans agree with us?
The fans disagreed.
Oh no. Fans have bad taste. What did the fans choose?
31.9% went with liberal arts.
That was also a bad one.
Is that what you picked, Jess?
Yeah, that's what I picked. The Ted Mosey, like, fucking shit movie. I hated that movie so much.
It was trash. I agree.
If you didn't vote, cast most of your 10 votes for that movie... I would have been stunned if 31% of the people who voted had knew what that movie was.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Awkward moment came in at second with 25.5.
Okay,
so.
Wow, okay.
It was close.
It was like
close.
2 or 3 votes. That's 2 or 3 votes away.
I did look through my past votes because I did not vote for the same thing every time.
Okay.
I think 3 or 4 of my votes I picked different every time. Because I couldn't decide. And then one day I just decided to flood the box.
So the worst role, hand in hand with the worst film, your nominees are Cameron from Summerland, Jason from That Awkward Moment, Matt Brody from Baywatch, Patrick McCardle from The Derby Stallion, Paul from New Year's Eve, and Ted Wiggins from The Lorax. Joe, what's your winner? What's your loser for worst Zeff role?
My loser, I'm in a little bit of a toss-up. Let me think about this for a second.
It's a tough category.
I'm going to go with Ted Wiggins from The Lorax. That was my worst Zeff role. I like that Taylor Swift was in it.
Yep.
But I can't go against Cameron from Summerland, Brody, Ryan Lochte. So that was cool. The Derby Stallion, you can't get mad at him for playing the Derby Stallion. New Year's Eve, he was actually a dope character in New Year's Eve. I kind of liked it, you know, like motorcycle deliverer. That's cool.
He did, in New Year's Eve, though, really make Michelle Pfeiffer feel less than when he was on the phone with his buddy and was just like, oh, I'm with
That's
this
not
old
Michelle
lady
Pfeiffer.
Right now or whatever. Yeah, it is.
She was in 2 movies with Zeff.
What's the other one?
Hairspray.
Yeah, it was Michelle Pfeiffer.
So there's 2 Michelle Pfeiffer Zeff movies? God, I hope that he banged her.
I don't know how we didn't realize that till just now, but yeah.
Jess is right. Thank you. I realized it drunkenly. Thank you.
But you also realized it because you were mad at me for knowing actual other facts.
Yeah, that's true.
My vote here, I don't remember anything about this character. I'm going with Jason from That Awkward Moment. If only from the trailer where they're in bed and he's just, like, so confident and cocky and, like...
Nobody's in bed with him. In Jason from That Awkward Moment, he was wearing the fucking hat. He was smoking weed. He gave Fred Mosby advice. How is that a pick? That's a terrible pick. Okay.
That's liberal arts.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, I was wrong. Cool. Yeah, in That Awkward Moment, he was just a douchebag that, like, liked girls. Cool.
Jess, for the last winner, before we take our mailbag intermission, fan vote for worst Zeff role.
All right, the fans voted 42%.
Okay, wow. So that's more than just you. Because as I've learned right now, this is significant.
So there were 47 total responses.
48.
Well, some of these only had 47 when I printed it out.
Okay.
Okay, that's fair.
Only one of them had 48. The rest of them had 47 or 45. So some people didn't vote all the way.
Okay,
cool.
I guess they wanted to keep them blank. I don't know. But the winner, loser, I guess we could say, is Matt Brody, Baywatch.
Wow. I knew that was coming. I thought that was coming too. Damn it.
Whenever the fans are going to team up to take down a category, it's for a new, recent popular movie, like a Neighbors, like a Matt Brody, like a Baywatch. It's something that everybody has seen.
Fucking Matt's fault. I agree.
Jess, who did you vote for?
In a true Zack Attack fan fashion, I based my vote solely on the Baywatch episode.
Wow. Really?
Because I've never seen the movie.
Oh.
So that was my pick.
So we dissuaded you. We convinced you
that
his role was the worst in a movie you've never seen.
Yeah.
I get it.
That's the power that we hold, Joe. I hope you realize that.
That's the power of Zack Attack.
I got the power.
That's the power of love. All right. Cracking a can for intermission. So intermission time, we have the mailbag, which I'm genuinely glad that Jess is here, because Jess wrote an email referencing things I do not remember at all. So we're going to find out what these things mean in the mailbag, the final mailbag, until a bonus Zack Tech
final,
episode.
This is, I feel like Santa Claus, we're delivering the gifts.
If you want to write in, email address is zackattack@cageclub.me. We will read it on the next episode.
He'll read it. Send dick pics.
Or Greatest Showman, or whatever. Just because we are ending phase one does not mean Zack Attack is over.
It's never over.
Email in zackattack@cageclub.me. We will read it on air. We have seven emails.
Seven emails? Read them.
The one email that we read on the last episode was from Jess called Guys with an exclamation point. The first email tonight is called Guys with an exclamation point, but capital Guys, which is a little bit different.
Does it signify anything?
No.
Okay.
It's just her way of getting our attention.
Okay, cool.
First email. The new iPhone update ruined my podcast app. My goal is to catch up this week once I figure it out. I'm still here and loving the votes for Zeffies, and of course, all the new show announcements. Oh, right, she emailed us this on the day where we announced Too Fast, Too Furious, Magic Mike, and Boyfriend Material.
Too Furious.
Too Forever, I mean, sorry. Too Fast, Too Forever. Magic Mike's Boyfriend Material. I then replied, this is the only time I think, no, actually, I replied to one of Jenny's emails, because she asked for the link to the fanfiction, and this is the only other email that I've ever replied to from the mailbag, and I said, new iOS podcast app is garbage, use Overcast instead, which, Jess, are you using Overcast?
No, I couldn't get that to work either, but I kept using my iOS app, started working
it's
again.
It's so bad.
Good. It started so working bad. Again, so... Okay. I just needed it for these couple of episodes, and then I'm going to figure my shit out.
Next email from Jess Collins. We might have to do a special bonus episode or something of this. Email subject line, HP fanfic. She wrote, since it's taking me forever to finally listen to this Clips episode because my phone sucks.
Yes.
She sent a link to a fanfiction.net story about Harry Potter called Behind the Mask.
Who wears a mask in Harry Potter?
Voldemort?
No, he doesn't.
This is an Australian Harry Potter fic set during 7th year at Hogwarts. Voldemort has already been thwarted and Dumbledore is still alive. Don't worry though, Harry will still have a hero's part to play.
Stamp kills number 576.
Just like Halo 2, just like the Halo 2 chat rooms where people just jump into rooms, spoil somewhere. The book, and then run out. The main focus, however, will remain Draco Hermione slash fic.
What the fuck is going on here?
Rating will remain T for now, but may change as the story progresses. Ooh. I hope you enjoy, and please review.
I hope
we all know how much
those
are appreciated. I do not own any of J.K. Rowling's work, solely the plot to the story. However, Joe, I will let you know that the rating on the story now is fiction M for mature. Wait, Jess, this is 205,000 words. This is 5 times longer than Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure 2.
Yeah.
Have you read this?
Is this penetration?
I haven't read this one yet, so I don't know.
Why the fuck did you send it to me then?
Look, you guys said send me one, and you said it doesn't have to be your favorite one. Just send us one that you are reading or gonna read, and that's one. That's on my list.
There are 70 chapters.
70? How?
There's a chapter called Avada Kedavra, which is the death spell.
I wish it was Avada Kedavra. That would be so much better.
Oh.
That'd be hilarious.
I know, right? I should write some fucking fanfiction, I told you.
You should do it.
Each of these chapters has, like, a little update. This one has, can you believe I'm updating within a week? I know, I can't even believe it, LOL. The story is nearing an end. So excited. And then he wrote, should there be a sequel to this story, or should it have a finite end? This is written by Tukia. Tukia has written 13 stories for Twilight, Final Fantasy VII, and Harry Potter.
Like, all up my fucking alley.
Where does this kid live? Iowa?
He's Australian.
I bet it's Perth.
I don't know when he updated this, but he's between the ages of 20 and 30, a recent grad with a bachelor's degree in the universal language itself. I find myself dissatisfied with the logic my field has to offer. Thus, I'm quenching my thirst with this wonderful website.
He's a true millennial. He has no job, but he has a degree. It's awesome. That's cool. Good for him.
Currently, the majority of my stories are Twilight-centric, for the most part completed. Presently, I also have a Harry Potter, Dramione, in the works. This story is my main focus at the time, considering its popularity within the rest, and I would like to note that until it is finished, I will not work on any of my other novel-length fanfics. My Drarry story will be the next in line. A Draco Harry story. Whoo, boy.
Oh, a gay one?
Behind the Mask, if you want to read more, I'm not going to read it because there's so many words. It's on fanfiction.net. Just search Behind the Mask.
You're welcome.
Next email. Thank you, Jess. Next email. Wait music. Since I was driving while listening to this, that was amazing. Thank you for that. Now, I remember putting wait music in an episode. It was basically the technical difficulties wait music. Jess, what episode was this in? Why were we...
Okay, so it was a clip show, and you guys were trying to find out if the in the ER episode was Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
Oh, right.
I was convinced it was Jennifer Aniston. If you watch that clip, you would see why I thought it was Jennifer Aniston, but it's not.
Number four, recast from Jess Collins. I would say Nicole Kidman, but I fucking hate that movie, so I can't, but I do love her. Zach and Dave, because my soul is black like Aubrey Plaza's, also she's hilarious. So this was the time where we were talking about which Zach movie we would like to be cast as Zac Efron. What did we ask the audience, Jess? We wanted you to pick a role that you want to be?
Yeah, which character would you recast yourself as?
So you wanted to do Nicole Kidman, but you went with Aubrey Plaza.
I did. I can't ever see myself pissing on someone.
And so when we recast Mike and Dave, that's the movie that Joe picked, so you guys can be in that movie together.
We can hang out. That's what I was thinking. Jess just wanted to be in Mike and Dave so she could be my Aubrey Plaza to myself.
That's right.
Next email, capital letters.
Tell your husband.
Next email, all capital letters, seriously, from Jess Collins. And then in all capital letters in the email, Joe 2, how do you not know who Sam Rockwell is? And she sent a video, which I have watched many times.
I still don't know who Sam Rockwell is right now.
This is the video called Sam Rockwell Dances, which is like a 3-minute supercut of him dancing in every movie, which brings joy to my heart and a smile to my face.
I'm watching now. He's smoking. He's wearing aviators.
Keep an eye peeled for Nicolas Cage, because there is a Nicolas Cage movie in here.
Who is this guy?
He was in Iron Man 2. He was in Moon. He was in Matchstick Men with Nicolas Cage.
Okay. He was in Choke.
He's in Choke. It's the guy from Choke. That's right. Okay, cool. I love Choke. That's a great movie.
Two more emails. Next email, not from Jess. This one from Jenny. Jenny is back.
Jenny, thank you, Jenny. I appreciate you.
Next email from Jenny. Will I ever be better than this? Question.
Oh, she knows. Did she watch Wave?
Here we go.
Okay.
She wrote, it's my birthday.
When was her birthday?
3 days after Zach's.
When was her birthday?
So this was Saturday.
Of this week?
Of this week, yeah.
October.
Happy
birthday, Jenny. Thank you for emailing on your birthday. I appreciate it, and happy birthday to you. I'll drink to that.
It's my birthday for another hour. I am watching We Are Your Friends right now. I rented it on Amazon. Here are some of my thoughts while watching it.
Please tell me.
When I first saw Squirrel, I thought, poor Squirrel.
Yes, same.
Now it's during the PCP scene. Zach, in parentheses, or Cole, doesn't look very good animated, and the blue eye thing was so creepy.
Yes.
Some cheesy montages.
Yeah.
The swimming pool made all the difference.
Yes.
Oh, poor Squirrel. Summerfest was cheesy, too. So much cheesy, but in a good way. All in all, I like the movie, and will watch it again if it's ever included with Prime or makes its way to Netflix. By the way, I haven't listened to episode 30 yet, which was our live commentary.
Okay.
Because I knew I wanted to watch the movie first. So now I'm going to send this email and then listen to it next week and see what you guys said while you were watching the movie. Sorry I haven't written much, but I listen at work, make some notes, and then never get around to writing emails after work. I'm a procrastinator just like Zach admitted he was in the Vanity Fair interview.
And me.
Excited, disappointed, and mixed feelings about the 3 new podcasts, which also is with Jess and Bless. We're gonna get to this in a second, but we'll likely still listen to all of them because you guys are probably funny and entertaining to listen to no matter what you're talking about later.
I think I'm funny. I just get drunk.
Excited, disappointed, and mixed feelings. I don't know which
one is excited, which one's disappointed, and which one's mixed feelings. I don't know. I don't know. This could go a lot of ways. She said she liked Goss.
She guessed Gosling.
Yeah, she likes Goss. I think she likes Gosling. I would go disappointed with Fast and the Furious, just like. Because women don't understand. And I mean, like, not in a sexual way, but I'm just saying, like, you just need to watch it for the dumb, amazingness that it is.
So last night I sent a Snapchat video to the two of you and also to friend of the show, Melissa Lynam.
Yes.
It was the limited DVD shelf as it stands right now. And yes. It was zooming in on the 8 Fast and Furious Blu-rays, and I said, soon. And
yes.
Jess responded almost immediately, just writing, ugh. And I wrote,
Jess,
what?
Have you seen all 8 of the Fast and Furious movies?
I had to quit. I couldn't keep doing it. I think I watched up until 5. 4?
Wait, did you see 5?
I think I saw 5. No, wait. I saw up until 4.
Exactly.
Okay, because 5 is the best one.
Exactly. You watch up until 4, and you gave up. Just watch 5 right, for me.
Just for you guys.
Please, for me. For me.
I'm going to watch 5.
Watch along with us.
Because 5 is the best.
I'll watch along with you.
Please. Yeah, yeah. Watch along with us. Come back on. I want you to talk about why you hate them or now love them.
Okay.
And that's
right.
That's what I want to hear. I mean, like, look. 1, amazing. 2 is great. 3 is my favorite. 4 is terrible. 5 is good. 6, I don't remember. 7, I don't remember. 8, I don't remember. So, like, that's all you need to know.
So here's the actual rankings, Jess. 1 is okay.
I have a rankings, too.
Well, so I'm just going in order. So 1 is okay. 2 is terrible. 3 is great. Although 3 is not great, I don't think, until you watch it a second time.
3.
Because it's so different.
Jess, let me tell you a story. I think I've told a story on air before, but I'm going to tell it again. I got drunk and was watching Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift. I woke up and realized I had sent, what is it called? Joey, help me.
A dick pic? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Like a resume to Japan so that I could go live there because I wanted to go live in Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift. I was drunk and I was researching how could I live closest to the scenes in Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. I wound up going to Japan for 3 months because I was watching Tokyo Drift drinking screwdrivers, and that's what happened.
So the moral of that story, Jess, is watch Tokyo Drift again. 4 is not great. Joe is right about that. 5 is the best one. 6 is great. 7's pretty good. 8 I wasn't crazy about, but I'm going to watch 8
Charlize.
For both Too Fast, Too Forever and Charlize Watch the Throne. So, but the rankings are 5, 3, 6, 7, 4, 1, 2. I don't know where 8 falls. I've only seen that once. But 5 is the best one.
Yeah, 5 is a good one. 5 is the most Italian Job of them all.
But it's better than the Italian Job.
Well, yeah,
Italian Job, another Charlize Theron movie, so.
It is.
We're
going
to do that for that, too. So.
Yeah.
I want to know, Jenny, write in. So we have the 3 podcasts all have email addresses already. Too Fast, Too Forever is family@cageclub.me. The Channing Tatum one is magicmikes@cageclub.me. And the Gosling one is boyfriendmaterial@cageclub.me. I would like you to write in. You can do a very simple email if you think to remember. If you have time to write it, just let us know which is which.
Jenny, write in. Please tell me. Jess, tell me right now. Which ones are you feeling? How are you feeling?
I'm here for Too Fast, Too Forever. Just because it's going to be amazing to be here when you guys get burnt out.
No. We're never going to be better than this.
We're never going to be faster than this.
Yeah.
Boyfriend material. I'm excited. I like Gosling's earlier work.
I've never seen any of them.
United States of Leland. I've seen a lot of his stuff, too.
Channing Tatum?
I've seen some of his stuff. I'm not, like, a huge fan of his, like, serious stuff. He's really good in funny roles. Like, he's a really good comedic actor.
I agree.
I'm interested to see what you guys think. I absolutely hate the Magic Mike movies. My friend made me watch them.
I've never seen them.
They made me so uncomfortable.
Well, I've never seen the first one. I will see it soon for Cinemakers. Go listen to that on the Cage Club Podcast Network. And we will see both for Magic Mikes, but not for a while, because we're starting the beginning, working our way new. So that is way down the line. So the last email that we have, also from Jess, it's one big email, it says.
Okay.
This is from today. One last time. Epically Latered is such a fantastic show. I only saw the Heath Kirchart episode, and it was fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a great episode, right? It was really good.
It's fantastic.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
It was a great episode. I loved it a lot.
It made me want to quit my job.
Jess also wrote, #boyfriendmaterial, song to song. I appreciate your choice to not do this first, as it would be a very drab start. Which, yes, I agree. She wrote, fire-ass titles, we are your friends. She said, you guys went too goddamn fast. She wrote down all of our answers, but she said the only one that she ranked was zipper, clap, nail gun. And she put in 3 emojis, and she said, I tried so hard. And at the very end of the email, she said, I'm sad that this is the end, but my heart will go on, which is a great play on words, a great pun, based on the outro music for the last episode.
Did we watch Titanic or not? No, okay.
We did not watch Titanic, but he loved Titanic. Back to the award show. So, Joe.
Oh, shit. Okay, cool.
Best non-Zeff role female. 8 nominees.
Oh, shit. Okay. 8 nominees. This is a fucking tough one. Abigail Mavity as Martha McFarlane in Summerland.
Shout out to Martha.
Whom we love.
Who
tweeted
at us.
Because she responded. Ashley Tisdale as Sharpay Evans in High School Musical Trilogy. Emily Ratajkowski As so, did I say it right?
Yep, you did.
Okay. As Sophie in We Are Your Friends. Nicole Kidman as Charlotte Bless in The Paperboy. Rose Byrne as Kelly Radner in Neighbors. Vanessa Hudgens as Gabrielle Jess in High School Musical Trilogy. Zefron Lover 19 as Sharpay Evans in Fabulous Adventure 2. Zoe Kazan as Greta Adler in Me and Orson Welles.
This is the toughest category.
I'm torn. I didn't even know what I picked. I don't know what I picked now. Pick yours first, and I'm going to pick something else.
There are 5 or 6 or actually 7 different ones, maybe all 8 that I would be okay with as the winner. My winner, if only because
if you don't do it, I'll do it.
No, I'm not doing that. You're going to have to do that.
Okay.
Martha, you're in my heart forever because you responded to us. I love you, Abigail Mavity. I'm going with Rose Byrne from Neighbors and Neighbors 2. That movie, both of those movies are star-studded, and yet she stands out and she just absolutely kills it in both. Joe, what is your choice?
Because Joey didn't do it, I have to go with Martha, man. Abigail Mavity, Abigail Mavity, I had to thank you for being excited that we picked you, because you just made my day. That was it. You made my heart smile. And also, fucking Martha was dope as fuck in Summerland. We watched a lot of Summerland, and she was always killing it.
Jess,
all right,
fan
guys,
vote.
The fan vote.
Do you agree that this is a really difficult category?
This was a really difficult category.
Jess, are you drunk?
I'm getting there. I'm almost like a full bottle of wine down by myself.
There we go.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking like a $3 bottle of Moscato.
I'm gonna drink Moscato.
Joe,
and you go.
I might have told you this. I think I mentioned it on a podcast before. The night that I met Jess, we were at our friend's wedding party. I don't know what was that.
It was like rehearsal pre-wedding party.
It was the night before the
rehearsal
wedding.
Dinner.
It was just a it was after the rehearsal dinner. Yeah.
Oh. It's the party of the house.
It was the after party.
It was the after party. After the party
after
is the hotel
the
lobby.
God damn it. Get out of my head. Did you hear me saying it while he was saying
no,
it? No. Did anybody else?
Jess did.
I knew it was coming.
And so Jess was just sitting at a table, so I just sat down and started talking to Jess. Everybody was leaving, and the bride-to-be was like, so all these bottles of wine need to be empty by tomorrow because we need them all for the table so that people can write the well wishes, the best messages, whatever. We both drank like a bottle in like 10 minutes. Like
nice.
Each,
well played.
You know, doing our part as friends. On the way to the house that we were staying at, that Jess was not staying at, but the rest of us where the bridal party was, we were talking about Jess, and the bride-to-be was like, you should ask her about her postcard club and also about her Clockwork Orange Halloween costume.
Ooh.
And so I did, and we are friends to this day. She's listening to our podcast, and she's on this podcast. So
yes.
Thank you, Trish and Andrew, for hooking up this friendship of movies and pop culture and Zac Efron.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Jess.
All right, back to it.
Difficult category. But
difficult,
fans voted.
But the fans voted, and 42.6 of them agree. It's Rose Byrne.
There you go.
Oh, that's a twofer. Yeah, she's cool.
I'm going to say, though, number 2 at 17% was Zefron Lover 19.
It's really, really good.
I've changed everything to Zefron Lover 19. Like, I'm going to be Zefron Lover 19 from now on. That's my goal. I dream to be Zefron Lover 19.
You should change your screen name places, like actually like your name, like, you know, your Facebook link, whatever,
yeah,
to Zefron Lover 1988. Just take her name and just add the birth year for yourself.
No,
to it,
no. I just want to be Zefron Lover 19.
All right.
She doesn't even use it anymore. She doesn't respond to us. Fuck her. I'm going to be Zefron Lover 19. I am Zefron Lover 19.
All right. Best non-Zef role male. Only 6 here, because as the male in a lot of these movies, there's not as much good male competition.
I read
them. We have
them.
6 good nominees.
The last one's good.
Alex Schaefer as Squirrel from We Are Your Friends. Dennis Quaid as Henry Whipple in At Any Price. Ike Barinholtz as Jimmy Blevins in the Neighbors movies. Jason Mantzoukas as Pam in Dirty Grandpa. Lucas Gray Beal as Ryan Evans in the High School Musical trilogy, and Ryan Kwanten as Jay Robertson in Summerland. Joe, we might have a match here. Who is your pick for best non-Zef role male?
I don't know what your pick is, and I can see if you didn't pick mine, but you know what mine is.
Go ahead and say it.
Pam in Dirty Grandpa. That's my favorite non-Zef male role. Pam will always win. This is Pam's kids. This is Pam's jar kids. For Pam's kids. That's the best.
I agree. Jess, do we have our first sweep? Do we have
sweep.
The fans agree with us?
Okay, look, the fans agree with you.
Yes!
But I don't.
Whoa!
Dennis Quaid, Henry Whipple, at any
You
price.
Love that movie. You love, that movie. You love that episode.
That's my number. That's aside
But the fans
from,
agreed? We have the first three-peat?
Yes, the fans agreed.
The first three-peat?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm clapping. Can you hear
36.2%.
Pam wins,
Pam
man.
Pam forever.
Pam
Beautiful
forever.
Pam's kids.
Yeah. It's Pam's kids, man. We're just going to let it out.
All right, Joe, best crying scene.
Zephantine again when he's in court. That's the Matthew Perry reading his love letter to his wife. Okay, cool. Charlie St. Cloud, that's crying brother. High School Musical 2, when he and Gabriella break up. Miracle Run, when he's getting bullied in the bathroom. Parkland, when he can't save JFK, that's a good cry. Summerland, when he admits his dad beats him. The Derby Stallion, when Bill Cobbs dies. That's our category, best crying Zeph scene. We didn't know that Zeph cried a lot in movies until we started noticing it, and we capitalized on that.
There was a lot we didn't know. We knew he got shirtless. We did not know that he cried. We did not know that he had the bluest of... Like, we knew he had blue eyes. We didn't know that he had the bluest of blue eyes.
Yeah, we didn't know he had the bluest blue eyes ever. Okay.
So now, I don't know what you're going to pick, Joe. I don't know what the fans are going to pick. I have a feeling that my pick... will line up with Jess's individual personal pick.
Oh, okay.
My pick for best crying scene, Zephantine again in court. He's there on the stand. He's reading his speech.
God.
He leaves the courtroom. There's nothing written on the paper. It was all from the heart, Joe.
I was really torn. There was two Zeph crying scenes that were possibly the best for me. But as you know, I have to always go the Lifetime movie version of everything.
Yes.
I had to pick the Miracle Run when Zeph was being bullied in the bathroom and crying in the bathroom on the floor. That was the best Zeph crying scene ever. It was the beginning of all the other Zeph crying scenes. That was
and
it.
And the end for us. So Jess, who do the fans vote? And what did you vote?
Okay, before I get to both of those, this category had two answers. They got 0 votes.
Really?
Oh, two no votes?
Two no votes.
Are these the first no votes in any category?
The first no votes in any category.
Wow.
And the two...
Yeah, who were the no votes?
Miracle Run... And the Derby Stallion.
Wow.
Just because nobody's heard of those movies. Like,
exactly.
The Derby Stallion is so obscure that we are now friends with Liam Underwood because of that movie.
Shout out to Nerd on Nerd. Follow Nerd on Nerd podcast. Nerd on Nerd pod at Twitter. Twitter, right? Nerd on Nerd pod. Sorry. This is my fourth drink. Nerd on Nerd pod on Twitter or Nerd on Nerd podcast on Facebook. See, I'm enunciating now, and you can find them.
All right, Jess. So that means that we had 5 with votes.
We did. I'm sorry to say that I don't agree with you.
Wow.
For your choice, and neither do the fans.
That's
wow.
Fine.
Okay.
42.6% agree.
Which means that you agree with the fans.
And I agree with the fans. Charlie St. Cloud, the best crying scene.
That's I have no problem
one.
With that
that's
as a winner,
one.
Though. That's
I,
a great
I,
cry.
Yeah. I don't disagree. That's a great
one. It's a
one.
Perfect cry.
Yeah, that's a perfect cry.
It's all, like, snotty and gross.
Yeah, and
great.
Run into the forest. That's
yes.
a good one. Yes,
was,
I love it.
It was wonderful.
I agree.
And what would the best cry be without the best shirtless scene in a Zac Efron movie? Your nominees are Zephantine again, playing basketball to start the movie. By the time we got there, we're like, where is he going to be shirtless in the movie? Literally the first
Everywhere.
Time we see him shirtless.
Everywhere, yeah.
Baywatch on the obstacle course where he is ripped, more ripped than he's ever been, winking at the camera, Baywatch. Charlie St. Cloud getting revived in the ambulance / saving Amanda Crew, a.k.a. Silicon Valley Girl. Dirty Grandpa when he is naked, outlined by beer bottles on the beach. High School Musical in the locker room, which we thought was his shirtless debut until we realized that's not the case.
No, not
Neighbors as a retail model with Seth Rogen at the very end of the movie. Neighbors 2 Sorority Rising when he is the striptease distraction as they are stealing the dollar bills from the sorority. Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure 2 where he's fully naked after he drops his bedsheet in the final chapter of that story. Or The Lucky One after they have fully clothed shower sex. He then takes his shirt off in the barn to make out with Piper from Orange is the New Black.
It was a two-way tie until you just read that one, and there was a three-way tie.
All right, Joe, what is your winner for best shirtless scene?
I have to admit, I was very torn. I want to pick Zefron Lover 19. I really, really do. But I have to go with Neighbors 1 when he's an Abercrombie model outside of the Abercrombie store with Seth Rogen. That's my favorite shirtless scene, hands down.
It's a great one.
The Seth Rogen taking his shirt off next to him, that makes it the next level. You know what I mean? Like, it was good, but when Seth Rogen looks like me and takes his shirt off and he has the gut, like the beer gut and the fucking hair, that's when I was like, I'm sold.
I just have a side note. Just like when we were watching We Are Your Friends doing the remix version, the live commentary, and Rachel was getting mad at you for saying Radowowski instead of Radikowski, yeah. She just texted me to say Abercrombie, ugh, not Abercrombie. And then she said,
she said
it's another Emily Radowowski, and I was to say, I just said that. Same page.
Okay. Sorry!
My pick for best shirtless scene, I gotta go with Zefron Lover 19, because we wanted him to be shirtless, we wanted him to have sex in that thing, we wanted him to quadruple space Sharpay, and here we get him fully naked at the end, and I mean, there's no more shirtless you can be than fully naked with, how does she describe it, as his really big penis or whatever? So
yeah, his penis was really big.
So Sharpay 2 is my pick for best shirtless scene. All right, Jess.
I'm sad to say I thought for once we were all going to mesh on one answer.
But
we did before.
But you screwed it up, Joey.
Oh, no.
You screwed it up. The fans agree, 36.2%, Neighbors won shirtless.
Thank you. That's the best one. That's the best one.
It's the best one.
Hands down. Hands down. That's the best one.
I don't hate it.
I think without Seth Rogen, though, it wouldn't have worked as well.
Agreed. You needed, like, the Will Ferrell kind of shirtless gut,
yep.
Hairiness. Yep. Yeah.
My counter-argument, though, is this is not best Seth Rogen shirtless scene. This is best Zac Efron shirtless scene.
But the juxtaposition works very, very well. That's what I was
saying. The scene itself, without him, would have been a different scene entirely. Yeah.
All right, Jess. I apologize for not giving a three-peat there. We have a three-peat on Best Male. Maybe we can rebound here on Best Love Story. Joe, do you want to read our nominees for Best Love Story?
This is a fucking tough category.
Another tough category.
Charlie St. Cloud, Amanda Crew, and Dead Ghost Brother.
It's a love triangle.
It's a triangle. It's a strong love triangle. Neighbors and Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising, Seth Rogen, and Lil Franco.
It's amazing how many of these are love triangles. Or
there
more.
Are a lot of love triangles. Zeph's caught into the mix. Summerlin, Nikki, and April.
Yep.
We got a little bit of both. The Lorax, animated Taylor Swift. The Lucky One, Piper from Orange is the New Black. The Paperboy, Nicole Kidman, who also pees on him. Waif, Emily Ratajkowski, Wes Bentley, and Squirrel. That's a love pentagon.
No, that's a square. There's four of them.
Be a pentagon. If you try.
No, that's five.
Okay, it can be an what the fuck is a four?
A square or a rectangle?
It can be a rectagon. A rectangle if you try.
It can be a rectagon. It's a rectagon.
It's
guys.
A rectagon.
I love rectagon.
I'm a rectagon right now.
So I realized.
Nobody laughed at that. Jess, why didn't you laugh at that?
Yeah, bullying her into laughs is always the best way to get laughs. Good one, yeah,
exactly.
Joe. After we put these out, it took me so long to realize. We did not include Troy and Gabriella in Best Love Story.
Yeah, they don't exist. Fuck them.
Which is pretty funny. But my nominee, or my selection, my choice, my winner for Best Love Story is from Charlie St. Cloud with Amanda Crew and the Dead Ghost Brother, because there's so much happening there. It's a movie in which he has sex with Amanda Crew when she is actually dying in a cave miles away.
Yes.
There's nothing more you can say. That is the best love story that man has
you
ever had.
You have a tea candle. You're carrying this tea candle for her. That's a great one.
Rachel just said to me that if you ever say erectagon, you're getting kicked out of bed.
I love the side commentary via text. That's awesome.
She said a while ago that she muted the TV. She's just eavesdropping. So I'm getting the commentary from your side. I'm
you're getting
the commentary
of the commentary.
All right, Joe, what's your pick for best love story?
My best love story, I have to go with Waif, man.
Yeah.
God damn it, Joe.
The Wes Bentley love story. Like, I mean, like, Emily Ratajkowski, the Squirrel love story are good. But I'm saying, like, that Wes Bentley Zeph love is so deep. That's a good love.
I can tell by Jess's disappointment that she and the fans also selected, drumroll please, Charlie St. Cloud. Am I right?
We did at a 37%.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, yeah. It's a good one. It's not my favorite. I had to go with Wait for that one. Squirrel's about to die in my movie. He's smoking weed right now. He's by the pool.
I feel like your decision here was a little biased because you're watching it. You're feeling emotions for
Honestly,
Squirrel.
It wasn't.
It's fair, Jess, that we know how much Joe loves Squirrel. I don't think it's, I mean, he might be a little biased, but he loves Squirrel.
He loves him.
R.I.P. Squirrel.
R.I.P. Squirrel.
Second to last category, the penultimate category.
We're only two categories left.
We only got two categories left.
God damn.
We are flying through this.
Yeah, we are.
Best Zac Efron film. Your nominees are Zephantine Again, At Any Price, Charlie St. Cloud, High School Musical 2, Neighbors, The Lucky One, and We Are Your Friends. Joe, your pick for best Zac Efron film. It's tough.
That's a very tough one. Best Zac Efron film. I'm going to have to go with the one that checked off all the boxes for me. The one that gave me the most cockles in my heart. The one that I cried with the dead ghost brother to.
Oh.
Charlie St. Cloud. I'm going to have to go
Charlie
with that
St. Cloud
one.
Is your pick for best film. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that it was the most slept on one. I didn't expect anything from it. I got a lot of crying. I got a lot of shirtless. I got a lot of dead ghost brother. I got Silicon Valley girl. I got a lot of it.
I applaud you. It's not my pick.
Go ahead. That's
but I
fine.
Think it's a great pick. My pick is the second episode we did.
Second.
We're going to have a three-way split on this, I believe, because Jess rigged the ballot box. It's a different movie unless the fans overrode her. My pick for best film is Neighbors. I love Neighbors. I don't think that...
That's a great movie.
You might never make
a
better
movie
than Neighbors. It's so good. He's great in it. Everybody's great in it.
It is. That was an easy pick. That's why I didn't pick that one. That's an easy pick. Neighbors is great.
Not everything is about making difficult picks, Joe.
Difficult dicks.
Now, Jess, I know what your pick is for best film. Did the fans agree with you?
All right. Before I get there...
Go ahead.
I just want to say... I forced my husband to vote for the Zeffies.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
So you doubled down on the fucking ballot box stuffing? Cool.
I didn't sway his answers at all.
Oh,
and
nice.
He chose Charlie St. Cloud.
Okay.
I disagreed with him.
Oh, actually, before you go on, I want to
give a shout out to... That's not the winner?
He chose it. So I want to give a shout out to the people who voted. I know that Mike Manzi voted a handful of times.
Matt with his fucking cooler.
Jack and Liam both voted. Liam's girlfriend, Kat, voted. Melissa voted. Matt, like you said, voted. There are more. Jess, you have the names of the people who voted?
That's the one sheet I didn't print.
Thank you to everyone who voted.
Thank
Please
you.
Vote in the Keanu Club
I
Awards. Caseclub.me/Keanu. We appreciate you. We love you. Jess, best film, fans' choice.
Fans' choice, and I stuffed the ballot box, and it was a close call. Number two was at 33.3%, and number one was at 39.6%.
Wow.
Zephantine Again.
Wow.
That was a heavy-handed Jess Collins ballot stuffing.
Heavy-handed.
And what was second place?
Second place was Neighbors, which I also agree with. I really love Neighbors, too. Okay. It was tough for me.
No, that was just Neighbors 1, though. That was just Neighbors. Oh, you just,
yes.
You voted for
No,
both.
I was saying
okay,
2,
cool.
like, also.
Neighbors as well.
Oh, neighbors
as well.
Bad Neighbors as well.
Yes.
Bad Neighbors. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
that
you
was,
for being assholes for
yes.
that. Thank you.
Joe, our final category of the night. We're never going to be better than this.
Guys, it's almost over.
Can we just take a moment of vaping for a second?
Hold yeah. on. I was going to say that Zac Efron's never been better than this. This is his best role. When we're covering an actor, I feel like the role is more important than the film because he has no control over how the film turns out. He just has control over what he does.
He reads a script. Yeah, that's what happens.
You know, the Oscars and the Emmys do the best movie or the best TV show last, but the best role we feel on the Zeffies is more important.
Than the best movie. Yeah, yeah. This is the pinnacle of Zeffies.
The Zeffies are never going to be better than this.
No, they're not.
Jess, why don't you tell the fans, what are all the winners walking away with tonight? What are they bringing home?
You know, they're taking home this really nice orange silicone cutting board. Joe2 has a plethora of them in his home.
Yes.
They're also getting this paper orange glittery owl signifying Halloween that I have sitting here in front of me.
Cool.
We've got this really weird thing I found in my attic that I spray painted gold. that looks like it's from Beetlejuice. We've got that going out. Okay. You could probably kill someone with it.
Joe, you might not know this, but I know the manager of a nearby bar. Every winner is walking home with a Geronimo gift card. Geronimo Tequila. If you're in New Haven, Connecticut, go to Geronimo.
I also have a lint roller. Every bag has a lint roller in it. I bought them at Costco. And I have watermelon-styled, what are they called? Yarmulkes.
Watermelon yarmulkes.
Watermelon-styled yarmulkes. That's the last present in my gift bag.
I hope you all enjoy it. All 36 winners. That means that Jason Mantzoukas as Pam, who swept the category, gets 3 gift bags.
3 watermelon yarmulkes.
Joe, the nominees for Best Zeph Role.
Charlie St. Cloud as Charlie St. Cloud. Cody, if you lived here, you'd be home now. Cole Carter, DJ Cole Carter. We're friends.
Hey, what's up? I'm Cole Carter.
Link Larkin from Hairspray. Fire ass roll. Mike O'Donnell. Zephantine again. Nat from Liberal Arts. Teddy Sanders. Neighbors 1 and 2. Troy Bolton from High School Musical Trilogy. Joey, what is your pick?
Like the best non-Zeph roles, male and female, this is a very, very difficult category to pick.
Yeah.
I had to go with my heart. It may be boring because it matches the last pick, but I got to go with Teddy Sanders.
Really?
Teddy is great. Teddy has an emotional journey through those two movies that we rarely see in any of the other films. He goes from being frat boy burnout to wedding planner with a future. He is everything that we aspire to be here on Zack Attack. Teddy has lived.
We're never going to be better than this.
Never going to be better than this. Teddy Sanders, you are my pick for best Zeph role. Joe, what is your pick?
I can't believe we switched roles on this, because my best Zac Efron role ever is Troy Bolton from High School Musical.
That's a good one. I agree.
I can't believe you didn't pick that. I thought we were going to go for a three-peat here. I thought that Troy Bolton singing, dancing, fucking Gabrielle, we're going to just kill this one, but we didn't, but okay.
I agree with you, and I hope the fans agree that the best role is a role that carries across films, that not only is a single film, but shows a journey through two or three films. Both Teddy and Troy do that. Jess, I think I know where the fans are going, because I think the fans pretty much love Neighbors across the board, but did the fans choose Teddy? Did they choose Troy? Or is there another
winner? This is a tough one. Jess, what happened? What happened? What happened?
One more drum roll, please.
I don't know. I'm gonna draw it out a little bit longer, because I lied to you before.
Oh.
What'd you lie about?
I'm gonna pull a Steve Harvey here. I'm gonna apologize. But we had another 3 answers that didn't even get a vote.
Wow. Well, you didn't lie before. You said they were the first 2 no votes.
It was the first no vote. The first 2 no vote. I said there weren't. I said there weren't any more. I lied to you.
Wow. Okay.
All right. So the 3 that didn't get votes. Charlie St. Cloud.
Wow.
Wow.
Cody.
Nobody knows what this is.
Nobody knows what this is.
We nominated everything for a Zeffy. That's why Entourage was the most disappointing. That's why Cody is here. We wanted representation. We wanted somebody from every TV show or movie here in the crowd. They are all here. We love you, team that put together If You Lived Here, You'd Be Home Now. Apologies for your no votes. Continue, Jess, please. Thank you. Sorry.
All right. And then the other was Nat, Liberal Arts.
Again, yeah, he sucks. Nobody knows that. But, so I just found out when doing the Keanu Awards that you can add pictures to the voting. So I feel like if you put a picture of Zeph in that Nat hat, that knit red winter cap,
it would have got a lot more votes.
People would have gotten at least one vote, I think. But Jess, so we have 3 that it is not. That means there are 5 that it could be.
I'm going to throw a wrench in here, guys.
Uh-oh, another wrench.
I don't agree with the fan pick.
Good. Oh, so you didn't vote for this?
I didn't, but, you know, I should
have. So who did you vote for?
So I should have. Okay, so I voted for Mike O'Donnell, Zephantine again.
Oh,
you love Zephantine
okay,
again.
Okay.
I love Zephantine again, but I just find it really funny seeing Zac Efron in a role where he's playing someone's dad in a younger person's body. I just find that really funny.
Yeah,
I thought that was a great role.
He's got great interactions with Leslie Mann. I mean, it's a great role.
He does.
Is it safe to say that your 2 favorites are Zephantine again and At Any Price?
I have a top 3. I'd say Neighbors is in there too. I don't know. Okay. Mike and Dave's in there. I like a lot of. I have like a 4-way tie.
You have a rectagon.
I have a rectagon.
A top rectagon.
I have a top rectagon. But the fans are with you, Joey. 31.9% agree. Teddy is the best role.
That's a good one.
It's a great role.
I can agree with the fans on that one. Can you cut in a round of applause for all the
winners? I will do some creative editing with this.
Can you do some creative editing?
Sure. So that's it. That's the last award.
No.
So sad.
No.
Zack Attack Now is officially over.
No.
That was the end of the Zeffies. We have one more game to play.
We're going to fire as titles the podcast.
Ooh.
Okay.
Which I came up with this idea today, and I don't have any names for it.
Did Jess know?
Did tell Jess.
I got the first one.
You're going to go first.
Shirtless and crying.
I'm just going to call it Zeff, period. Z-E-F, period. All lowercase.
Okay.
Sort of like at the end of a French film, how it says, like,
yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Zeff, period.
Zeffron lovers. 17.
19.
No, Zeffentine.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Nail gun. I heard Jess laugh in the back.
Erectagon of love.
Erectagon of love. I like that one. That's a good one. Cole Carter's memories.
I love it here. The Zac Efron podcast.
Emily Radzikowski.
That's something you've never said before. That's a different way of butchering
really?
The name.
I thought that I was pronouncing it the way I mispronounced
no.
it before. Okay.
You used to say Radowowski.
Emily Radowowski.
Quadruple space.
Oh.
Oh, good one.
We're never going to be better than this.
Pam and his friends.
Pam's kids.
Pam's kids.
Jesse, you have any more? I'm running out of steam.
I'm out.
I'm sitting here writing all of these down in true fan fashion.
A look inside the mind of a crazed Zack Attack fan. Do you have any other ideas for fire ass titles for this podcast? We're not going to change the name of this podcast. Just like none of the movies that we did this for were renamed.
I think these are all good. You want me to read them back?
No.
No.
Good.
Joe, any last thoughts before we sign off Zack Attack once and for all?
I love Zack Attack and I love all of our fans. And thank you, Jess, for coming on Zack Attack with us. And thank you, Rachel, for making me more drinks.
Jess, any last thoughts about Zack Attack?
Thank you, guys, for allowing me to be here on this journey. I know everybody else that's been listening that didn't write in agrees.
You're fan number one. You are on the Mount Rushmore of Zack Attack fans.
You are number one. I agree.
I know you guys told me I was getting a little cocky there at the end, but I've been here since the beginning.
I'm going to say my closing thoughts is that I think Jess did such a good job tonight. She's no longer Jess Montez.
I would have to agree. She's Jess Evans.
I'm saying she did such a good job she gets to keep her full name. She's Jess Collins.
Jess Evans, because she's beautiful.
Jess, can I... So I just watched for the first time The Last Dragon, which is a great, great movie.
Last Dragon?
In that movie, there is a very young actress who would go on to play Rudy in The Cosby Show, Keisha Knight Pulliam. Do you ever wonder or wish that your husband's last name was Pulliam so you could be Jess Knight Pulliam?
I wish that my last name was cooler.
No offense to your husband. I've met him. He's a nice guy.
You had a great last name.
And you took a downturn.
I mean, I didn't get rid of it. Let's just be clear. I kept all my names.
Oh, really?
I kept all my names. I have four names.
You have too many names. There are children in third world countries that only have one name.
Too bad for those children. I have four.
That is unbelievable and also astounding. So for all things Zack Attack, thank you so much, Jess, for being here.
Thank you.
All of Jess's words
Jess
on the podcast.
On.
She's probably, maybe, so let's see here. In the history of Zack Attack, number of words spoken. It's probably me number one, Joe number two, Mike Manzi number three. Jess might be number four. Just her written word might have been more words than Rachel or Liam said on their episodes.
Her Def Jam comedy specials, yeah.
And also tonight. I mean, she said a lot of words tonight, too. So whether you're talking about the Mount Rushmore of fans or the Mount Rushmore of Zack Attack spoken hosts or whatever this would be, I don't know. Jess, you are in there for both. You are in our hearts forever. Thank you. I hope you carry on to our three new podcasts. I hope all of
you'll never be better than this.
I'll never be better than this.
Carry on to our new podcast. We have all three available to subscribe in iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Overcast, anywhere you find podcasts, cageclub.me. Go subscribe to Too Fast, Too Forever, Magic Mike's, and Boyfriend Material.
Do it.
New episodes
we'll be funny,
coming
I promise.
In December and every month thereafter. We learned a lot, I think, going through Zack Attack. We learned how to talk to each other in a recorded fashion. I think we got a lot better at analyzing movies that we don't really like. I think that we're going to start at a higher place. I hope we go even better. I know that we're never going to be better than this, but I think that we might be on future podcasts.
So as much as we're not going to be better than this, we're always going to be better than this. We'll always be faster than this. We'll always be softer than this. We will always be What's the Tatum?
More magic than this.
More magic than this. We will always be more magic than this.
So for all things Zach Attack, you can go to cageclub.me, facebook.com/cageclub, or at cageclubpod on Twitter. Email us. Let us know what you thought of the Zeffies. Did the right people win? Did the wrong people win? Are you happy? Are you sad?
Yeah,
are the
tell
people
us
that you voted for
ourselves.
The winners? ZachAttack@cageclub.me.
Send Joey dick pics.
I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe too.
And that was Jess Collins, and we'll see you next time. Question mark of a release date on Zach Attack.
Woo! The new
Mike and Dave forever, it's a stang life, bitch. Stang life, getting rich, selling fucking liquor quick. Mike and Dave forever, it's a stang life, bitch. Stang life, I will never die, I'm a stangle, bitch. Crunch back another D on the B. Flying fucking girls to my sister's wedding at the beach. Now we in first class seats. Couldn't hold me back, JJ. Genie single been wild, sipping crystal, sipping crystal, sipping crystal. Genie beanie weenie, getting married with Eric. Guaranteed he's got a big weenie. I'm proud of my little sis, proud that she got a wedding ring and a necklace. Eric, you're my brother now, so that means I'm kind of black. Oh wait, not really, I'm white, man. I'm just happy to be related to you, honestly.